Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. No bigger insider than the former congressman from Ohio, our pal Bob Ney, who is also the author of Sideswiped. Oh, this book is so good. No kidding, I read it on a flight back east. Just took the whole flight, read it. It was excellent. I recommend it to anyone.
Thank you.
It's just so good, Bob. So, just such an interesting read, I have to say, because you mixed in all kinds of things. It's personal. It's just, it's everything. You put everything there. You talked about Iran. I thought that was fascinating. You talked about your years in Ohio. You talked about your years in Washington, all the things that happened in between. Just good stuff. So I wish you the best with that book.
Thank you.
The Supreme Court, you are literally right now in Washington, D.C.
I am literally on the street, yes, in D.C.
Is that all anybody's just talking about that, right? What's happening with the court these past few days?
Well, I went today and, you know, asked with Ellen Radner, and outside the signs, you know, were up, and more equality signs than the Westboro Baptist Church. But inside was fascinating. And, of course, it ended today. I'll make a decision, but the questions that were asked, Judge Alito, for example, said this is as brand new as the Internet. Bottom line, I never pre-predict the Supreme Court, but, I mean, I think there's five votes right now that's going to change some history. It was a very, very fascinating day.
Really? So you think in June, because this comes down in June, right?
It'll come down around June. You know, of course, the court's timing, but, I mean, again, we can't pre-predict after Justice Roberts and Obamacare. That shocked people, but just the way the questions were running and the comments, I just have to believe that if it's not completely overturned, because after all, this was a tax issue. You know, this was a widow who filed based on unfairness of taxes. That makes another twist to this entire case.
Yeah, people forget that. Because they're not, it's not gay marriage. It's more to it than that. Prop 8 was a thing that was discussed on Tuesday. And this, of course, we're talking about DOMA. So there's a big difference there. You're right. And it's letter of the law.
The letter of the law. And then the defense, you know, the people, you know, that, were trying to defend DOMA didn't even come out to answer questions from the media. That in itself is a little bit of the, I don't know, the fire is gone.
Yeah, there you go. I would say that.
Brimstone and fire.
Yeah, brimstone and fire. Hey, speaking of that, one last one, because while all that's happening with the Supremes, you have so much going on that's coming up with Congress again, and there's a lot of rhetoric that's being bantered around about immigration reform. When you were a congressman, how much was that talked about?
Well, it was talked about in the sense that it would never, ever happen. You know, President Bush tried to do something. It was generated to a high level. Karl Rove used it in campaigns, you know, to bolster up the, you know, Republicans during the anti-quote immigration issue. But today, you know, people are on even the Republican side are starting to say we've got to do something. So President energized it a little bit today with some comments.
All right. Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, Talk Radio News. Bye-bye.
Thank
we'll
you
talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
All right, so Bob Ney, again, throwing in his two cents. I thought it would be interesting to hear him again. I got a lot of people that were requesting snippets of what Ney had to say about the Supremes, and that was the Tuesday, of course, Tuesday and Wednesday, the oral arguments, Prop 8 was one, and then the second one was DOMA, and of course that has to do with benefits, and Bob was pretty astute making the charge that, hey, remember, this has to do with a tax issue. I personally think Prop 8 goes back to California, and California decides. I think DOMA is, the Defense of Marriage Act is gone. That's probably what the ruling ultimately will be. It's interesting because Rush Limbaugh, I was listening to his show today. It's kind of getting a feel for what lots of different people were saying, and Rush has been talking about this now for a while, and he said, you know, listen, the definition of marriage now is so twisted, it's done. It's already done. It's gone because of what now has even happened with the definition of the word. And I thought about that for a while. You know, I was driving around after hearing that. I was thinking, yeah, you know, I get what he's saying here, actually, because it's true. We have twisted marriage into a lot of different things, and it's not, you know, it's not this conversation that we have been having for a very long time is just now it's completely nil. I think younger people, I mean younger, the next generation, the 8, 9, 10-year-olds, I don't think they care. I don't think that's even an issue about what somebody is, whether somebody is gay or straight or whatever. It's not even what's being discussed. So he, to his point, I think that because of the definition and because of where we are in this country and the cycle, the way things are, have been cycled around, you know, this is ultimately, I think the DOMA thing is inevitably, boom, that's gone. And it'll be back to the States. And that's probably where we have it for at least a while anyway. And who knows, a boomerang's back probably somewhere after that is what we'll see. You know, the other interesting thing that's happening that somehow has escaped a lot of people, a lot of people's notice, certainly not here on the show. We've talked to a bunch of people at the UN and some others about the nuts in North Korea. Kim Jong-il, he was on my top five list, and now the sun, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Kim Jong-un, is just a nutty video game freak player, and whatever he is doing, whatever nonsense and these crazy threats that he's doing, now have us saying, look, dude, dial it down, cut the crap. So rockets are actually readied for U.S. targets is what we're hearing. This new state report that came out says that these threats are beyond ill. They're beyond daddy. He's pushing the envelope in a completely different direction. So you've got RB-2s flying over South Korea, and North Korea really honestly now has gotten very, very scary. I thought at one point this was scary with Kim Jong-il, but no, it's a whole different game under the idiot sun. He's like Dr. Evil. Does he even really realize what he's doing? So now it's more the bluff, the bluster, all of that. It's off. It's done. I mean, game on. He is the crazy of the crazies. The UN Security Council resolution passing financial sanctions on North Korea, that followed the satellite nuclear tests, were a lot tougher than a lot of people thought. And it also crashed into U.S.-South Korea military exercises. If you remember this, go back to earlier, you know, months and months ago on America Tonight. So now we have this U.N. Commission of Inquiry into North Korea's human rights situation. And so the bottom line is, this guy, the fact that you had Dennis Rodman going over there and talking to him and hanging out and watching hoop. I mean, give me a break with that. Oh, Kim Jong-un really would like to have a relationship with the United States, uh-huh. That's right. He would like to have the United States in his back pocket, I suppose. Or have South Korea completely restored to one Korea. But it's pretty intense. I mean, this is like this movie I just saw. What was that movie called? Olympus Has Fallen, where it is about Korea, and it is highly exaggerated, and it's a nutball of a different variety. But there's a little bit of truth to this Hollywood version, and I think, you know, the sun is someone to watch out for. I think this is a serious threat. So while everything else is cooking in the Middle East, we really got to watch North Korea. South Korea could be very, very vulnerable. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 29th, 2013. Gold open at $15.99.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.39.65. A half ounce for $8.19.83. Or a quarter ounce for $4.09.91. That's $16.39.65, $8.19.83, and $4.09.91.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away.
Alright, speaking of danger, we're talking about Kim Jong-un for a second, and Jack Van Under said Kim's rockets can only get to California. No great loss if it launches. Ooh, Jack, hitting the left coast. Paige says, but still the idea of that is very, very scary. If you want to chime in and throw in your two cents, it's free for all Friday. We're almost at Friday, so it counts. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283 or free for all weekend. Because really, this is the weekend. This is the weekend swing. Can't you just feel it? And it is a holiday weekend. Holy Thursday, Holy Friday, and Easter, of course. Remember those days when you were finding Easter eggs? Did your family do that? Hide Easter eggs with money or candy in it or that kind of stuff? My mother used to hide the Easter basket, and it was practically in plain sight, and we were not the masters of the obvious, and it would take us a while to trip over those Easter baskets. But man, they were filled with some pretty cool stuff. You know, not all crappy candy stuff. She'd put, you know, CDs in there and other things too, so it was pretty fun. I think a lot of people do that, put other things in the Easter baskets besides, you know, 10,000 pounds of chocolate. Those Easter bunnies, they were hollowed out, and I didn't like I like dark chocolate, so that milky milk chocolate I didn't like. So how about it? All right, so talking about Kim and his toys and his weapons, and he's this video game freak and all this other kind of stuff. This is really, really, really serious. And North Korea says, we're going to settle accounts. What accounts are those? We're going to settle accounts. You mean the history that's been going on for how long? How many troops? 28,000 American troops saying, don't you dare come to South Korea. Don't you dare cross over into this territory. And like I said, that the movie, the Hollywood movie that's out now that has Ashley Judd, who, thank goodness, decided she wasn't going to run for Senate in Kentucky, because that would have been crazy. She's the person who, her voting record was even spotty. She didn't vote that much. But let me see. I'm going to run for Senate. So, anyway, she's in this movie for 5 seconds, and then there's some other people you would probably recognize. It's that Olympus Has Fallen movie, and that has to do with Korea, so the timing is pretty wild here. Does this really ratchet up? I mean, is this it? Think of the B-52s, and think of, you know, even the rockets. So setting off the rockets wouldn't be a good thing, whether or not they can touch the tip of California or whatever else. But I think this guy is serious. I think he's the real deal. He wants to pick up where Daddy left off, but he really wants to, he thinks he's in a James Bond movie, and he really wants to push the buttons. So he goes from hanging out with Dennis Rodman, and he has weird celebrity crushes and all this video game nonsense, the westernized ways, and he's starving half of his people, but he wants to get back at the United States. What's that about? I mean, give me a break. And this has to do, I guess, with the UN sanctions over Pyongyang's nuclear test. So his comments were in a meeting with senior generals. That happened on Friday. This is a rising tide, my friends. A rising tide. You might want to pay attention to what's going on. Because those B-52 bombers flew 6,500 miles from Missouri to South Korea. And they dropped inert munitions before returning to the U.S. So they're trying to say, yeah, we got yours. You want to threaten us? Oh, we'll threaten you just as easily. We are right here. We are on your tail. And how about that for Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel? He said that the move was part of normal exercises and it wasn't intended to provoke reaction from North Korea. Really? It wasn't intended to provoke anything? I'm not buying that, Chuck. Just like when you were testifying that you didn't mean to say what you said about Israel. We're not playing that game, no way. But it's pretty hot along the demilitarized zone, I would have to say. And you got to think about this. You've got workers, you've got all kinds of goods that are going through that area. And when things ratchet up, they just shut that down. I mean, they shut it down. And you got Seoul on high alert, and we'll see what's happening ultimately with North Korea, or if this is just another one of those, we'll see. We'll see how, you know, how far this threat goes, how far they take it. Can you imagine? I mean, what do you think? Can you imagine one Korea? And there's just like no way we just leave and say, go ahead, take it. Go ahead, go after them. Because you got to think of all the troops and everything else that Kim Jong-un has at his disposal. He he's got some, for sure. He definitely has them. All right, on this show, as you know, especially when we do the free-for-all, we like to cherry-pick and talk about a lot of different things, not necessarily hammering at one idea the entire show. You can get that all over the dial. And I think we all have a little bit of the ADD, and we get tired of that same old, pounding. So I happen to come across this, and maybe it's because I know a lot of people from New Hampshire and got a lot of friends that grew up in New Hampshire. And doesn't it figure that New Hampshire is the place that starts this idea of, again, there are other people that have done it, but that dodgeball and target games are eliminated in physical education classes at Wyndham, New Hampshire schools as part of an anti-bullying program. Exactly. I'm just saying, I'm just saying the school board voted 4-1 last week to ban dodgeball and other games that they say were human target games, where, you know, you got a player that tries to hit an opponent with a ball because they say it crosses the line on bullying, and that you've got 11 and 12-year-old youngsters that they're just, they have to learn the lesson, and the lesson is that we don't do that to each other. I mean, how soft do we want these kids to be? I'm thinking about this. We played kickball, we played dodgeball, we played capture the flag. I can think of 10 different things that we played in phys ed and whatnot. I mean, frankly, dodgeball, I just didn't want to get hit by the ball, and I wanted to be the winner. I want to be the person that won the game, and I don't understand how that is bullying. I think that we go so far in the opposite direction. I don't understand it. Nathan Reeder is new to the show. Nathan stepping in for Charles in Charge, who left apparently to join the troops over there in Seoul, South Korea. So luckily, while he's serving, we have Nathan with us. Nathan, didn't you play dodgeball when you were a kid?
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking about this. I didn't mind dodgeball when I was playing with the kids, but I had this PE teacher who had it out for me, man. And he didn't, you know, he was a grown man. He wasn't throwing any softballs at you. And I was definitely okay with not having to play dodgeball with him.
See, now that's the thing. So it's really the teacher. The bully in this is the teacher. There was even a movie made about dodgeball, and that was the whole thing. That they were rough, that a lot of the guys were rough in the dodgeball, but they were making fun of it, exaggerating it. But I don't see the kids themselves, how that's rough, rougher than anything else that goes on. And, you know, I don't know, at some point you have to draw the line, I think, and say, yeah, kids have to be kids. They're going to get some scrapes and bumps, and sure, we can let them get hit by a ball, because not everybody has to get honorable mention. You know, that's like the other thing. It used to be first, second, and third place, and now it's like I asked my nephew, everybody gets a ribbon, Aunt Kate. Well, who's the best in the class then at whatever thing it is that you're doing? But, well, I don't know. And I say to him, well, you don't know. I don't know, because everybody gets a ribbon, Aunt Kate. I'm like, oh. So then I got to pull him aside and teach him, listen, kid. It's about winning. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. And don't tell your parents I told you that. It's crazy. I think that we're becoming a nation of softies. But this isn't news. I mean, it's not really news, because this has been happening for a while, right? I don't know. Guys, dodgeball, is it too rough? Does it turn you into a bully? Are you a bully if you play dodgeball? Is it wrong for schools to offer this and PE? I mean, is it going to be ballet across the board for everybody and hot yoga? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Basketball fever, at least temporarily, and the reason why is college hoops. Syracuse takes care of Indiana. A surprise to some, a lot of people picked Indiana to go all the way and win the thing. They didn't. 61-50 was the final score in that game. There were some others like Miami and Marquette. Of course, Marquette took care of business over Miami. I'm not surprised by that. 71-61. Here was a tight game, and I watched the tail end of it. OSU gets by Arizona 73-70. And see, this is the win or go home. So unlike dodgeball, there's no softness here. You are out, baby. You are done. If you don't win, you're gone. That's just the way it is. And so, unfortunately, you know, some have left. Some have left the building, as they say, and all these different sites. March Madness is the time when, like I mentioned, people pay attention, and the reason is because somebody hands them a bracket, says, give me $5, you could win $1,000. What? And suddenly, Grandma, Aunt Gertrude, and everybody else is filling out brackets for that chance at their own kind of lottery, the low ball lottery, but one that seems pretty, pretty big. All right, I haven't even talked about this because we talked a lot about Newtown, obviously. It's been 100 days of hell for the parents of kids who were murdered by Adam Lanza. And now, 3 months after he killed his mother, then 26 people at an elementary school, the reports come out with just some pretty heady statistics, a whole bunch of documents, and a statement that was issued that says that, you know, with along with how many people were killed, what was it involved? You know, what was the arsenal like? So hundreds of rounds of ammunition, guns, knives, 3 samurai swords. That was some of the stuff that they got out of the home of Lanza in the days after what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary with the search warrants. They went in and that's what they found. The Bushmaster was loaded with a 30-round mag, and 14 rounds were in the magazine when it was recovered by police. There was 1 round in the chamber, and Lanza had another loaded handgun with him inside the school, as well as 3 30-round mags for the Bushmaster. So we know with the school kids and the other principal and the other personnel types that were there were dead, obviously, from the gunshot wounds in the first 3 classrooms, they say, off the main hallway. So he went in, and that was it. I mean, he wasn't roaming the hall so much. It was just boom, boom in the first couple of rooms that he went into. And his body was found dressed in military-type garb and a bulletproof vest in a classroom. So we know the story. He shot his mother, Nancy, in the forehead with a .22. when she was sleeping, and so there was no struggle. She had no idea, and then he went to the school, and that's when he did what he obviously did and created the hell for so many people in that town. Sad stuff. When they went on the search, what they were trying to find is evidence of things. What else could they find? And they found 2 20-round, 12-gauge drum magazines on one shelf in his bedroom closet. They found 2 loaded 10-shell magazines taped together inside a filing cabinet. The shotgun that he had was what they described as, in the reports, designed for professional and sport hunting, small and medium-sized game. And they found hundreds of rounds of ammunition, hundreds at the house, shotgun shells. And like I said, the knives, the swords, all that kind of stuff. There was handwritten notes that had the addresses of local gun shops, emails with gun dealers, and an internet gun auction site. They found books about autism, Asperger's syndrome, a National Rifle Association guide to pistol shooting, and they found instructions on the Bushmaster. They found Glock shell casings, a nylon holster, a metal bayonet. They found a gun safe with shotgun shells, boxes of bullets, and a planter's nuts can that had a mixture of .22 caliber and .45 caliber ammunition. They also found a card from Lanza's mother with a check made out to her son for buying another gun. The Warren says it was for a C-183, but there is no C-183, not that I know of. What some collectors are saying is probably a checkmade gun, a CZ-83 38 caliber pistol, and they stopped importing that, I guess, last fall or something like that. But anyway, she was getting him a gun. And then in the top drawer of the filing cabinet, bear with me, in a duffel bag, they found near the filing cabinet, they found ear and eye protection, binoculars, paper targets, NRA certificate, all that kind of stuff. An NRA certificate for Nancy Lanza was also found. And the I know that's some of the other things. They had found a book that said train your brain to get happy, and some of the pages were ripped off and, you know, whatnot. So, I mean, he really had everything and anything. And she knew about it because she was, it sounds like, because she was buying him another gun. So then that begs the question of, did she realize what was going on with her son mentally for the weapons and the gear and all that kind of stuff? And so it might not be fair to put the blame on his mother, but what, you know, what did she know? What was she anticipating? Well, you know, what was certainly not what happened, but we're presuming she did try to get the best help for her son. And it's, you know, one of those woulda, shoulda, coulda horrible scenarios, I'm assuming. But certainly if he had that much paraphernalia, I mean, that's different than, okay, I like to shoot, I like guns, I've got a bunch of guns, I have weapons from the family, all that kind of stuff. You know, I'm a Second Amendment supporter, so it's not about the weapons. We go back to the red flags that are so elusive, that how do you know, what do we know what she knew, and we don't, is the answer to that question. We have no idea what was percolating in his head, or she had no idea, because certainly would she have been in that situation as she was killed by her own son. However, we obviously know if somebody is a parent of a child who has a lot of problems dealing, coping with life, socialization, struggling to find their way, can't go to school, not go to school, hang around the house. I mean, these people had money. They lived in a very big house. So that could be the warning sign to other families that might find themselves in a similar situation. You just can't take a chance. You have to get help. Was she getting help? How much help did he get? You know, that kind of stuff. And he killed the victims within 5 minutes, so there was no way. Now, if somebody was at the school, had been armed, easily could have encountered him. Some people still could have been hit or killed. But if somebody had been there, an ex-cop, a security armed officer, they could have taken him out. They would have taken him out, I believe. Would there have been no deaths? I wouldn't say that. Some of the kids certainly could have still been hit and killed and all that, but not as many. I can't believe that. I would have to think that it wouldn't take very long for that person to get to him and to take him out. So that begs the question that so many people are asking about security at all the schools, and should teachers, if they choose to be armed, be armed. There is a school district in Texas. It's called Irving, not very far away from Dallas. And they're voting right now. They have resolutions before the city council and whatnot as to letting people have guns on campus. In you know, they have these no gun zones, and they're talking about, forget the no gun zones, in the car, teachers with weapons. They're talking about it seriously and then voting on it. And we know that this is going on around the country. Should teachers be armed? Should there at least be a security guard in the school? There are parents that are paying for security in some schools because they don't want to take the chance, and so they're willing to foot the bill in a very, very small amount of schools, but they're doing it. So that's the key thing. And I think there's things that could be learned from what Lanza had, the arsenal, what happened there. Certainly the idea of the armed guard. I can't imagine why schools couldn't come up with, even in tight budgets, it's worth it to have that in the budget to make sure that you feel, so that you, as a parent, you feel as though there's some sort of protection at the school, even in what would often seem as a very neutral area where you wouldn't think it would happen there. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to fill you in on some big doings coming up TV-wise. Ooh, aren't you excited? I am. I'll tell you why in just a few minutes.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Pastor Roden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your father has named Lord Tyrion to serve as hand in his stead.
Did you know about warfare?
I know that our enemies hate each other almost as much as they hate us.
You don't want Raylan Greyjoy for an ally.
He is not trustworthy.
I destroy Robb Stark's enemies for him, and he will make me king of the Iron Islands once again. No man gives me a crown, I will take my crown.
Stannis Baratheon, your sword awaits you.
The Iron Throne is mine, by right.
We're looking for a boy named Gendry. We'll be back with more men.
Every night is the same. I'm running through the Cosford, howling.
These are dreams, nothing more.
My dreams are different. Mine are true.
Thousands of years ago, the first men stood here.
They came here to get away from something. I don't think it worked.
I will vouch for her, her people, and her dragons.
Welcome to Carth, my lady.
You're going to kill Joffrey?
The gods give me strength.
And then what?
First we have to win the war.
You're here to answer for your brother's latest treason.
What is the meaning of this?
She's to be your queen. Have you no regard for her honor?
If Robb Stark was a pact with us, he should come himself.
My son is fighting a war, not playing at one.
I cannot defeat my brother in the field.
You must give yourself to the Lord of Life.
Sweep on! Hand back! Round up any survivors! We'll take them back to Harrenhal!
We need
to get rid of those lookouts.
I need to move fast and silent.
I'll do it.
Leave him to it.
You saved me and the two I was with. Speak three names.
I can name anyone, but you'll kill him.
A man has said.
I've yielded Winterfell to Prince Theon.
Betray me, and you will wish you hadn't.
Do you think the path from poverty to wealth is always honorable?
Where are they? Where are my dragons?
You let a half-wit escape with a cripple. I told you what would happen if you served me loyally. And what would happen if you did not?
Should have took me while you had the chance.
You have my dragon.
I will take you to the House of the Undying, where I have put them.
The Kingslayer. He escaped in the night.
How?
Sansa and Arya are captives in King's Landing. Returning him may buy life for my children.
Got as far as the farm, then doubled back.
Must have been the farmers' boys.
Killed them, burned them, and passed them up as little lots.
Walder Frey is a dangerous man to cross.
I love her. I am hers, and she is mine.
A girl owes one more name.
Jaqen H'ghar.
A girl gives a man his own name.
I'll name it, if you help me and my friends escape.
Mudgate, that's where.
And if Stannis does attack the Mudgate, what is our plan?
They're coming ashore. There are too many.
The battle is over. We have won.
Without you, this city faced certain defeat. The king won't give you any honors that we will not forget.
Loras Tyrell, I will gladly wed your sweet sister.
He's not marrying me.
He'll let you go home. Joffrey's not the sort of boy who gives away his toys.
You said you saw my victory in the flames.
This war has just begun. You will be king.
We die today. Ironborn warriors will cry out our names.
Let's go home.
We get the idea.
Comes, we must find me again.
It's like C-SPAN. On and on and on and on. But you weren't listening to no C-SPAN. No, we're talking about dragons and Harrenhal. Of course, the Game of Thrones is back. Anybody out there watch the Game of Thrones season 3 for this one? You know, it's not the pound-for-pound best TV flick out there, show, whatever, but I like it. I like Peter Dinklage. I like Sean Bean. I like a bunch of the actors in this, and I actually have to blame the glue, Matt Johnson, for this, because he and I like independent films and, you know, not the normal fare, I guess, that a lot of people watch, like Modern Family and all the nonsense sitcoms and whatever. So he told me about Game of Thrones, and he talked about it so much that I started to watch it, and I was so hooked on it. And it's kind of like an American fantasy, epic fantasy TV. You can hear it there. They're sword fighting and that whole thing, and they're talking about castles, for goodness sake. And when I went to Ireland, it shows you how things come full circle. I was meant to watch this silly, silly little episodic television, because when I was in Belfast, when I had that opportunity, and I was there where the Titanic was built, there's a sound studio in the same harbor right there, and that's where they film big pieces of Game of Thrones. They film a lot of it there, right there in Belfast. It's a really wide open area, and it's a big sound studio, so I thought that was pretty cool that I got the opportunity to see it. And of course, I got hooked onto this silly little feature, the Game of Thrones. A lot of sword fighting going on, a lot of that kind of stuff. And it's interesting because it's like, you know, you have seven noble families and they're fighting for control of the mythical land of Westeros. Sounds kind of like Washington, D.C., doesn't it? It's political. Of course, it's political, and it's coming back. It's coming back this weekend. So as part of the weekend edition of America Tonight, I thought I'd let you all know. If you missed Game of Thrones, the first and the second time around, this is the third season, so you'd have to catch up, but you have a chance to catch up. There's always a way to go and download a whole bunch of these episodes, but it's pretty good. So kind of like make a mental note to yourself sometime when you're bored and you have nothing to do and you're looking for something kind of fun to watch. I would put that on the list. Since I went down the road of sort of entertainment stuff, I'll just mention a couple of brief things, including this whole thing with the Tonight Show. Wow, what a crazy, crazy thing the Tonight Show, the host of the Tonight Show has fallen into. You think of Johnny Carson, who's probably rolling over in his grave for years, that Carson was the icon and he was the leader of the band that started the whole thing for the comedy and the monologue and people watching it and all that sort of stuff. And first you had David Letterman and Jay Leno battling it out for that slot, and Letterman feeling like he was betrayed by Leno and the networks and all that other nonsense. So now, and then you had Leno, who was going to retire, and Conan O'Brien was coming in, and that became a crazy, fantastic fiasco. And now NBC is in another bumbling, fumbling situation where they're pushing Leno out of his Tonight job again, and they're going to replace him with Jimmy Fallon by the fall of 2014 to stop ABC's Jimmy Kimmel from getting to the younger audience, because they want to get the younger demographic. But now, who knows what happens, because it all leaked out again. Like a leaky ship, the peacock. Nobody keeps anything to themselves. These guys are like gossip hounds or something. So it gets leaked out. And what turns out happening is more damage gets done again to Leno, the Tonight Show, to Jimmy Fallon, who is just innocent in the middle of this whole crazy thing. And now there's this public debate again over this. You know, in 92, you didn't have this debate. Well, you had it in 92 because that's when it first started, because you had Leno and the Letterman thing I mentioned. But before that with Carson, of course, you didn't have that because he was the king and that was it. And nobody was going to replace him until he was ready to say when. But since then, it's just been nothing but a nightmare. I mean, listen, the NBC, nobody cares. That's the deal. Nobody cares.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.